Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Bye. يختار كورة وإلى اللاعب إيمرسون يضع كورة رأسية حلوة حلوة راؤول حلوة راؤول يتقدم راؤول رابع أهداف هذا الموسم أدي أمامنا راؤول.
Easy for him to say. Hey, what's up? It's Vince in the Bay. I'm still on my way back up from LA. That's why the chat room's not out open. I'm broadcasting via my my phone in the car as I'm driving home. I probably would have made it back in time to host the show and open the chat room and everything on time, except I took a little detour. I was on the 5 departing LA going north through the Grapevine. Anybody who's familiar with that drive, basically it's a big mountainous area that you have to pass through on the 5 on your way to and from Los Angeles up north. And when you're stuck in the middle of the Grapevine, everything's silly, everything looks the same. I pulled off this side of the road to make a little pit stop, got back on the road, inadvertently going the wrong way, going back down south, the wrong direction, back the way I came. And it took me about maybe a good half an hour, 45 minutes, till I realized that I was going in the wrong direction. It was when I saw the sign for, what's that park? Magic Mountain. I saw the sign for Magic Mountain. I was like, wait a second, I already passed Magic Mountain. So I turned around and came back. So that probably sent me back a good hour, maybe hour and a half. Oh, so I'm just now getting back into San Jose. Again, if you're tuning in right now and you're listening to me, yes, I know the chat room's not open. Hopefully you can hear me. You'll stick with me for a little while here as I wind my way back to the studio and get in front of the switchboard and open up the chat. I can take calls if you want to call in. 347-826-7667. I do have the ability to play music and take calls. I just can't open the chat room from my phone. I got the iPhone, right? And so I'm able to open the switchboard of my iPhone, and I can play some music. I can play the first 5. I have access to the first 5 songs on my switchboard. I don't have the ability to go in and scroll down, so I'm limited to 5 songs I can play. Also, for you who are familiar with the iPhone does not allow you to play Flash movies. It doesn't have a Flash player. Major epic fail on that. And BTR's chat rooms are Flash based, so I can't open it on my phone, or else I would. If some brave soul wants to call in at 347-826-7667 and join me here as I make my way back to the studio, that would be great. I should probably get back into the studio in another 10 minutes or so. No, more than that, 15 minutes. And then when that happens, I'll open up the chat room and hopefully, if you're listening, you're hanging in there, you'll have the chat room open up in a little bit. I know that's a major bummer when you log on to a show and there's no chat room. I usually almost always like automatically just leave the room. I don't know why. I mean, it's. You know, it's Blog Talk Radio. You're there for the radio, but somehow, BTR, the chat room, like half the fun. So I understand that. I'm trying to hustle back to the studio as quick as I can here. And I'll open up that chat. Also, if you want to join me here on the air, 347-826-7667. I can take your calls. I'm going to check the switchboard real quick here and see if we have anybody. Nobody in the chat room. Great. Super. That's really good. Okay. Actually, I take that back. I do have a caller, a couple of callers. One raising their hand. Let's see if I can get them on here. All right. 814, you're on the air.
It's your favorite, Lady Slugger.
Yeah, who's that?
I said it's your favorite, Lady Slugger.
Slugger. You can hear me, huh, baby? I got yeah. like right as I let you on the air. I'm driving on the freeway right now, and right as I let you on the air, this cop drove by, the highway patrol drove by, and could have totally nailed me for texting, although I'm not texting technically. And how can because we have that anti-texting law out here in California. I don't know if it's made its way to Pennsylvania yet, but anyway.
Yeah, I believe it has.
But, yeah, we have this thing, and I don't know how they can enforce that, really. What do? They go into your phone and, like, see if you texted within the last, you know, couple of minutes? Like, prove that you texted? I mean, like, what if I'm not texting? What if I'm just, like, doing a BTR show? The hell, they don't know what the hell I'm doing, right?
Right.
So I just got back from L.A. I was down in L.A. for the weekend seeing family and friends, and I pulled a fucking stoner maneuver and pulled off to the side of the road and got back on and went back the wrong fucking way. So, I missed the Lady Slugger show. And people are fucking maniacs on the road. My God. What is your hurry, people?
I didn't do a show today. I was a little irritated. I said I didn't do a show today. I was a little irritated with my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need another one.
Yeah, I was pretty close to not doing a show myself, but I know I'd get home and I'd just be restless and wouldn't know what to do, and I'd probably put up a show, so I might as well just do my own, right? So I'm getting, hey, Lady Slugger, can you hang on a minute? I'm getting close to getting home, and I'm going to play a song here, and hopefully once I get back from this song, I'll have the chat room open, and you and I can talk.
All right, babe, I'll be here.
All right, so I'm going to play this song, and be right back with Lady Slugger.
All right.
Break
it on down. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, bless you. Bless you. Where are you going, my beautiful friend? Is this the road that we take to the end? And if we break down all we left behind, is this the highway of all mankind?
Get up and clean your teeth.
out with myself now, I guess. Anyways. Still there, Slugger?
Yep.
Lady Slugger?
Yep, yep.
Oh, man, what a journey. I was, I got back from L.A. finally. That was kind of a trip. Craziness. So what are you up to, Slugger? What's new with you?
I'm online looking for a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, is there anything particular you're looking for?
I can do anything.
Really?
I've worked in every kind of field, really, that you could think of. But where I live, it kind of sucks. My website and all that stuff ain't doing so great. So, like, now, like, my job that I have, my boss isn't really giving me hours. So, I can't deal with that.
What's your website?
The Kiss Entertainment website with the girls, the chicks.
Oh, your pimp page. Babe, are you...
Yeah, that sucks. It really sucks. It's not really doing anything. So, it did about a month ago. It was popping a little bit, but now it's like this month. Oh, sucks. I can't take it.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm looking for work too myself. I got a part-time job right now. It's not cutting it. It's not going to, I mean, it's something for now, but I need something more substantial, so.
It sucks. Yeah, it sucks because, like, I'm disabled. Like, I have an aneurysm, so I do get a little bit of money every month, you know, but that pays, like, my rent and my bills, you know? So, like, I'm only allowed to work so many hours, and the hours that I am allowed to work, I'm not getting. So it sucks. I'm, like, screwed. I moved out here and 4 hours away from home, and now it's getting to me.
Yeah.
Wish there was some type of little dumb job, like a waitress job or something I would even do. They could pay me cash.
Uh-huh.
There's barely any restaurants around where I am. And the restaurants that are around here are all, like, family-owned and shit anyway.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That sucks. Online, looking at, I'm a member on CareerLink. Do you have a CareerLink out there where you are?
Maybe, I don't know. CareerLink, not familiar.
It's out here, we have a CareerLink, it's called, and it's has some jobs, but like weird jobs.
You could always try, or maybe you have, temp agencies.
I haven't seen any temp agencies out here. I should look it up, though, because there might be, and I just don't know where they are.
There's got to be something. There's got to be. I'm sure there's got to be something around there. You can always look at Adecco. They're like a worldwide company with offices everywhere, so... You might even just try like the global. Here, we'll do it right now. Adecco. What's the nearest city to you, or what city are you in?
It's type in Phillipsburg or Center County.
Phillipsburg?
Yeah. THILIT.
Looking for work. Adecco Worldwide. Adecco US. I'm going to see if I can just do a quick little search in Pennsylvania and see what comes up. Okay, what is it again? Phillipsburg?
Yeah.
Phillips, B-U-R-G?
Phillips, P-H, yeah, I'm sorry. B-U-R-G.
There's a Phillipsburg, New Jersey, a Phillipsburg, Missouri, and Phillipsburg, Kansas, but no Phillipsburg, P-A.
It's one L.
Ooh, it's one L.
Mm-hmm.
P-H-I-L-I-P-S, Berg?
Yeah.
Okay, what's another town I can try?
State College.
State College?
Yeah.
State College, PA?
Yep.
Oh, well, you've got a retail store greeter for $11 an hour. Recruiting for electronic electromechanical assemblers, banquet servers, and food service and janitorial. Four job opportunities in State College, PA. That's it. Wow.
I told you, it sucks out here so bad.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is a shame. I can't believe
any other,
it.
Any other close towns?
Clearfield.
Clearfield. C-L-E-A-R, field?
Uh-huh.
No, nothing. Nada.
Yeah. Try Dubois. D-U-B-O-I-S.
Dubois?
However you say it, Dubois. I don't know.
Dubois? No, nothing, dude. Nothing.
Yep, that's what I've been getting all night.
Craigslist.
Oh, I didn't go there to check. Damn, I forgot all about Craigslist. I'm about to put an ad up and say I'll be a house cleaner or something.
Okay, so what's Harrisburg close to you? Lancaster, Lehigh Valley, Meadville, Poconos, Reading, Scranton, State College, right?
Yeah.
State College, jobs. They got all kinds of stuff. There's a new gentleman's club that's hiring. There's somebody's hiring drivers. There's entry-level staff accountant, management trainees, sales benefits reps, entry-level management, project surveyor, sales position. Again, more drivers, truck drivers, part-time office assistant. Field services project manager, dental assistant, outgoing person wanted, now hiring class A and B drivers, a lot of drivers, health and fitness. There you go. That's just Monday and Sunday and Monday.
You're all in State College.
Yeah, here's a blank.
I just went to the Craigslist now. For sale, personal jobs. Wow.
There's something, right?
T TV, film, video, accounting, finance, administrative office, education. I've had so many jobs in my life. I used to work in Scranton, and I used to work at the Scranton courthouse. I've worked everywhere. I want to go back to school.
Yeah.
Internet engineer, legal, general labor. Let's see what's in there. Let's go to food and beverage first. The first thing that comes up is Craigslist scam alert. That's great. Look, they have two jobs. New Gentlemen's Club in Hershey, PA. Why do they do that?
Looking for suckers. There must be some suckers out there that are buying it, because why would they keep doing it, you know?
Uh-huh. Assistant manager. Minimum qualifications for this position. That's great. And it doesn't say nothing. It doesn't say crap. Could be anything.
Totally.
A chicken chaser.
Yeah.
All these farms out here.
A chicken chaser.
Sunbury Lock Hammond, Super 8, part-time night auditor needed immediately at the Super 8 Hotel.
Yes, night auditor, wink, wink. Woman of the night.
Shift required Friday and Saturday nights, midnight till 8 a.m. All weekends and holidays are required. That's funny. Midnight.
Thank you, very nice. Yeah, sorry, I'm just fucking around my switchboard.
Man.
Are you talking about? You say there was a Hello Kitty job on there?
No, I was saying hi to my cat.
Oh, you were actually saying hello to a kitty. Oh.
Yeah, hello Kitty.
I thought Hello Kitty was hiring.
Oh.
Incredible.
So where's everybody else? I didn't see the chat room and they got thrown off.
You got thrown out of the chat room?
No, I'm saying, where's everybody else? They didn't see the chat room and they got thrown off.
Yeah, I think they saw that there was no chat room. They're just like, oh, well, guess there's no show. I started late. I didn't really get the word out, so... But I bet there'll be some people straggling in here in a little bit. It takes a while for people, especially at 1 a.m. Well, 1 a.m. my time, that'd be like, what, 4 or 3 a.m. your 3 a.m. your time, I guess?
It's like 3:30 right
four,
now.
Yeah, it's 4 a.m. your time. When other shows break, then other people come in and, yeah. Surprised One Angry Jew hasn't showed up yet. He's been on the prowl lately. two nights in a row he was hanging hard with me there. He probably saw that I wasn't on and just gave up, but he's been been whipping up quite a firestorm.
I tried to go to that, that, what was that show he was talking about yesterday, the Black Conservative?
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
He didn't come on. I set a reminder, but it was waiting for a host to call in.
So yeah, I listened to the Black Conservative show today. They started late, and the Black Conservative himself didn't even call in. His sidekick called in, and I guess one angry Jew called in. I missed him on the show, but I heard them talking about him. The black conservative, his show still exists, but he hasn't shown up lately. He's just been kind of MIA.
Huh.
I don't know what the deal is.
I wanted to listen in and see what it was about because I heard so many people talking about it.
Yeah, they were talking about it a little bit over there. They mostly were just talking shit about One Angry Jew, saying that he's like the biggest attention whore. Like the biggest, they were calling him the biggest attention whore on PTR.
Right.
Which he kind of is. At least, like, he's every time I've heard him, he calls in and tries to take over people's shows and just kind of sort of flex his muscles. And, which, I don't know, maybe he's not trying to do that. Maybe he's not trying to do that intentionally, but it comes out that way.
Right.
Which... whatever. I don't care, man. I think it's cool when he calls in my show. I'll let anybody call in. The more controversial, the better. You know, it gets people interested. It gets people listening. It keeps things entertaining. As long as I'm, it takes a lot to offend me. I guess he offends a lot of people. I find him to be abrasive and off-putting sometimes, but never. I've never been really offended by anything I've heard on BTR. The Black Conservative has said some things that have just, like, have made me shake my head, but I keep listening, so. I mean, there's got to be something to it, or else people wouldn't be listening to that guy.
Right. Oh, why do they have to keep on changing things? Oh, my God. MapQuest. Now it's an all new MapQuest.
I forgot about MapQuest.
Yeah, they don't, I don't really drive. But I could figure out how far I am from some of these places this way.
Yep. All right, I'm gonna take a break while you're looking at that. I'm gonna try to set up my Skype connection.
All righty, I'll be here.
All right, we'll be right back with Lady Slugga. Stick around. All right, I'm still trying to get my Skype connection figured out here. I'm sorry. You're tuned to Vincent Bay. I'm going to be back here with Lady Slugga in just a moment. Please be patient. I'm trying to be patient with my click to talk here. So you should be too. All right? I'll be right back.
No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. No longer looking on the world, I'm on the galaxy. No more dreams, no more dreams, it's reality. What you tell them, you already know.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here with you on this Cyber Monday. Well, it's now no longer Cyber Monday. Of course, Cyber Monday being, I guess it's the equivalent of Black Friday, but for online shopping, I don't know. Slugga, did you participate in any Cyber Monday activity?
Not at all.
No?
Nope.
Okay. Fair enough. Moving on. What do you
got going on tomorrow? You going to do a show tomorrow, Miss Lady Slugger?
Yeah, I'm going to do an Indian unsigned artist show.
Indian?
Indie and unsigned artist.
Oh, Hindi. Hindi music, like from India.
No,
like
indie. Bhangra? Unsigned artists, like people that are independent.
Oh, not Indian music, indie music.
Right.
Got it. Okay, took me a second there. Okay. So indie music, like indie rock?
Everybody sent me, I have all rap music. I've been trying to get people to send me other stuff, but it's mostly all rap that I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sweet. Any artists we should look out for? Anybody that you're excited about playing on the show this week?
Not really.
No?
My favorite one, honestly, is Musical Star, her name is. She's on BTR, too. She's an R&B singer, and she's really good.
Have you heard of this guy, VMAC?
Yeah.
You don't sound very impressed. You don't like any VMAC stuff?
I do. Just,
The Hood Fellas 414? You're not down with the Hood Fellas?
Yeah, remember, that's how I met you. VMAC is damn radio.
I know. He hasn't been doing any damn radios lately, damn it.
He was mean to me.
Why? What did he do to you?
A lot of people have a lot of funny things to say about my relationship, so I choose not to fuck with them.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
Alrighty then. So you prefer rap music, or you don't care what's?
I want them to send everything. I tell them all the time whenever I have my show, like what, who I don't care what kind of genre it is. If it's indie, they can send it to me, and I'll play it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. My favorite music is dancehall reggae, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love dancehall.
Well, that's like the only thing I don't have on here, or at least not loaded on my BTR. You like Buju Banton?
Yeah, but there's other ones that I like. Buju is more like reggae, like conscience reggae. I like the real hardcore, smuttish, piggish kind of reggae. The dance hall, where it's X-rated.
Is that like Shabba Ranks? Is Shabba Ranks like that?
Well, Shabba, yeah, but he's older, like real old. I like Tony Matterhorn, and there's Vibes Cartel. Vibes Cartel is probably my favorite. A couple other ones, Popcon. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not familiar with this. This is new to me. Is any of this stuff like stuff you're gonna play on your show?
Yeah. I actually had a dance hall show. The last show I had, I believe, was dance hall. Yesterday, I think. Yeah, and it's pretty. It's like today's dirty dancing.
Oh, I have a song called Dance Hall.
Do you?
Yeah, here it is. I'll be right back.
Let the change with flowing.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vincent the Bay back here with you, and it's Disorderly Conduct on the show with us tonight, this morning, Lady Slugga.
Hello. Did you see the link that I put in the chat room?
I did. I'm actually very curious about Playlist.com. Tell me about Playlist.com. Not familiar.
That, it's a link that I used like 7 years ago. It's how you can put your playlist on MySpace, actually, or you can create any kind of playlist, and when you get the code, you can put it on any website. I believe I have one on my BTR page on the bottom.
And so how do you, so you just,
you, they you have just their created... own thirst. They have their own search engine to where you put in who you're looking for, and all their songs come up, and then just add them to a playlist.
And I press view all, and I can see all the songs and listen to them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. I've had these
I like your little avatar on playlist.com.
Oh, really? Thanks.
Very artistic.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to
Champion
go crazy.
Champion Bubbler.
That's a great song.
That's tight. Yeah, this is cool. I like Playlist.com. I think I'm going to start playing with Playlist.com. This is neat.
Yeah, that's great.
Of course, I got to join this. Join now. Wow, Playlist.com, very cool. Full name, Dents in the Bay. Sorry, this isn't good radio, filling out a new user registration account thing. Account username of events in the Bay. Okay. Gender. Can I put the... I don't have hermaphrodite on here. What the fuck?
Funny.
It's messed up. Okay. Agreeing to the terms of service, joining now, Vincent the Bay, being created. Here we go. Playlist.com. The world is my oyster. Look out. Join now. Okay. Join now. Hey, Rambo showed up. Nice. I want to thank Rambo for joining us here in the chat room for the last half hour on this very last-minute thrown-together impromptu-ish disorderly conduct program. Thank you, Lady Slugga, for hanging out with me here. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Pinkle's favorite.
And also, and thank you for turning me on to playlist.com. I can't believe. Wait, I don't want to put my number in here. Do I have to get on my cell phone?
You what?
Did you give him your cell phone number?
Oh, God, I don't remember. I made my account so long ago. Probably.
Dude, what the fuck? I don't want them, like, texting me shit.
They don't. I never got it. I never got
no. Oh, no thanks. Oh, I'll just say no thanks. Oh, that, see, they put the no thanks so tiny that you feel like you're like you have to do it. All right, continuing to my dashboard, Vincent the Bay. There we go. All signed up and ready to go. Connect via your Facebook. Can I connect via Twitter too?
Oh, I don't know. I never.
Or,
I didn't.
It's more of a
that.
It's more of a Facebook thing.
I didn't
well, thanks for coming through there, Rambo. Rambo just came through and dropped a link and bailed.
Ignoramus. Yeah, I was saying, what was that link that he put in there?
Yeah, it's I can't tell who it is. It looks like John McCain or somebody, or that might be Barack Obama. I don't know. It looks like a dildo, though, shaped as Barack Obama.
It says Pinko's favorite toy.
Yeah, basically. Oh, I actually have some friends that are already on there. That's cool. Follow. Follow. Okay.
Jesus, look at that. That's great.
Are you on there? I don't see you on there. Obviously, I just saw you, but you're one of my Facebook friends, right?
Yeah, but my name on playlist is Labella. I think it's Labella.
Okay. Excellent. Customize me. Excellent. This is great. Playlists. How do I add a playlist? Create a playlist. Hey, let's try that link. Yep, just creating yet another social media account, this time playlist.com. All right, I'm going to create a playlist here. And I'm going to do, have you ever heard of Manu Chao?
What did you say?
Live in Brooklyn. Manu Chao, he was originally part of, well, he kind of rose to fame being a part of this group called Mano Negra that was big in Europe and South America. They sing mostly like Spanish and French songs, but they're kind of like punk rock. They're kind of like the Clash.
Not sure.
You don't know the Clash?
What do they sing?
London Calling.
Anything else?
Let me look at my switchboard here. I might have some Clash. I can't believe I don't have any Clash on here loaded already. Well, I have Big Audio. I played Big Audio Dynamite. The Big Audio Dynamite is not the Clash, but it's the guitarist from the Clash, and they sound kind of like Clash-ish. But that's not. I'm not going to play that for you because that's not a good representation. I can't believe I don't have the Clash on here. That is. That's my bad. My bad. Anyways, Manu Chao. I'm trying to get to Manu Chao. Manu Chao, he's just this. He was in this band that was big, and then he went off on his own and went solo and kind of made his, even a bigger name for himself. And now he's kind of like he's really big. He's popular in America, but not so much. And he usually, when he comes to America, he just plays basically like San Francisco, L.A., New York, Chicago, and that's probably it. You know, he's probably known more in the hip urban circles, but he's big in South America, big in Europe. He's from, where's he from? He's from, he's originally from, he grew up in France, but he lives in Barcelona. He's French, but he grew up in Barcelona, something like that. Whatever. He does like a third of his songs in French, a third of his songs in Spanish, and a third of his songs in English.
Oh.
And he's got great energy. Like, his songs are very simple. They some of them, like, he kind of almost uses his concerts are great, but he almost uses like the same melodies over and over, but with just different lyrics, and does different versions of different songs with different melodies, and it's kind of a trip. But to see him perform live is just unreal. And I had a chance to see him perform live, and a friend of a friend got me on a backstage pass and a photo pass so I could videotape the band throughout the show, and I recorded the show, got like some good soundboard audio, and I put it up on a blog. But I'm going to create a playlist now out of it on playlist.com.
Thank you, very nice.
Anywho, I want to thank Rambo for doing a little drive-by spam action.
Don't you love that?
yeah, thanks, dude. I'm cool with people just popping in and saying, hey, what's up, and like chilling for a second, and like, you know, they want to post their thing, whatever, it's cool. Fine, great, funny, cool. But I don't know, it's kind of fucked up when he just like comes in and literally just like pastes it in there and leaves. Like, doesn't even say like, you know, hey, what's up, man? Just stop by, check this out, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's his way of doing it. It's Rambo. I'm not going to speculate too much. Anyways, moving on.
Does he have a show?
At the building. Huh?
Does he have a show?
To Rambo?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rambo has a show.
So we go in on one of his shows and post some real crazy
outfits. I follow his show, and I don't think he's done a show in a long time. He's been homeless.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah, him and his, I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, but, or Facebook, but he's been, like, homeless with his family. He's got a wife, two kids, two dogs, and he's homeless, and he's looking for work. It's really crazy. But he hasn't been on BTR in a long time, so maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he's working now. Anyways, moving along, Ronnie Rucker joining us in the chat room now. Appreciate you being here, Ronnie. Ronnie, we got a good solid 20 minutes to go here. It is technically Tuesday here on in the Pacific time zone. I just returned from a little 2-day journey down to Los Angeles. Back in San Francisco, it's Tuesday. Oh, by the way, it's Tuesday. Ronnie Rucker, we should do a segment on my show at some point. I'm thinking either do it on Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights, maybe Wednesday nights, because if you did it on, like, say, tonight, well, it's technically Tuesday in the morning right now. So, yeah, it'd be later today. Maybe later today. Tuesday night, you can do a review of the releases of the week. Because Ronnie's kind of like my, if I had to have like a resident like music correspondent, it'd probably be Ronnie Rucker. So, Ronnie, think about coming on the show. Well, think about coming on the show right now if you want. We can hash this out on the program right now. I mean, we've got 20 minutes to do whatever the fuck we want here. So if you want to call in, dude, it'd be great to talk to you now. If not, no worries. Maybe I'll just email you. But we should do like a little segment every week where Ronnie Rucker calls in and gives his top three picks of the week on Tuesdays for the new releases Tuesdays. I don't know, Slugger, have you ever seen Ronnie's show?
Uh-uh.
All right, Ronnie's
show. And that's
who's
in the chat room now you're talking to?
Yeah.
Beneath Everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll check him out. What is the show about?
His show is, he's also on the Facebook thing, on the Blog Talkers group I made.
Uh-huh.
He is, he's on that. I think he goes by either Ronnie Rucker or Beneath Everything. But he does this show Saturday night on live stream, I believe. It's a video show. It's like a podcast that he records live on Saturday nights, and he gets drunk while he records it. And he records it live on video, but then he releases it as a podcast.
And
goes along with his blog.
Can see him get drunk?
Yeah, he gets totally wasted. And usually, he starts the show already pretty wasted, and then by the end of the show, his signature thing is like really cheap bottles of wine. So he's always drinking wine, and he's got a sponsor. He's set, dude. He's got a great little following, a little cult following. He's got a pretty well oiled machine out there. He operates out of Hawaii. He's got the great scenery there. Ronnie, if I'm ever making out to Hawaii, I want to guest on your show or something. or at least have you like show me around, take me on a tour of the island, because I think your work is absolutely amazing, and I look forward to it every week. It's at times it has been the reason for my existence, or the only thing that I could point to for a reason. If you know, it's just like, well, if there's anything really to look forward to in life, at least you know every Saturday night at 10 p.m. you got Ronnie Rucker fucking shit up live for the world, all warts and all, you know. And he delivers a good product. And you know what? I have been amazed that he has not puked once on a show, at least not that I've seen. I think it's a small miracle that he's. I've seen him get really like fucked up. Like one time, Ronnie, like not too long ago, it was maybe a couple months ago. Because he does a show at, it's 10 p.m. Pacific, so that's like 7 p.m. his time, and he had a and his show's like an hour and a half or something, and he had an appointment right after his show. Like, he had to go to an interview, like a job interview or some or a meeting or something. And he had to do it after his show. And he got so fucked up on his show that the show became about, like, how late he is already to the meeting. And he just kept getting wasted. Like, it was getting later and later and later, and he was getting more and more fucked up. And he's just laughing more and more about how late he was and how fucked up he was getting. Fucking brilliant show. Just check it out.
Oh, he's cute. I'm looking at his BTR page right now. With
yeah.
him, he has
yeah, he
a little
started,
video where
I met
he's chugging,
chugging. Yeah, I met him on BTR. Yeah, he used to do a show on BTR, and then his show's bounced around all over the place, but now it's been like a podcast / live video thing. It's pretty cool. It's fun. You know Girl from Detroit?
I think so.
Yeah, she comes around here sometimes. I met her through Ronnie's show. And it's just
Ronnie,
kind of nice little cult.
Is he still in the chat room?
I don't know. I can't see. Oh, yeah, he's still there. And so is Tracy DeMore.
I just sent you a friend request.
Uh-oh.
Thank you, very nice.
It's Tracy.
Yes, I have plenty of lube. I have plenty of lube, Tracy. I just got a brand new little thing. I don't even know what you call it. It's like a tub. It's not a tub. I want to say it's a tub, but it's not. It's like, the big thing of Vaseline? The jar. Yeah, I got a brand new jar of Vaseline. Have you seen the new Vaseline jars? They have new like little tops that flip tops now.
Oh, that's great.
It's upgraded, yeah.
So, Ronnie, put your link in the chat room that is to your live stream.
Oh, I can do it. I'm on that, Ronnie. I don't know what's up. I'll promote your shit, bro. Check this out.
I have a live stream too, but I don't use it. I never go there.
Oh, really? You should use it and go check out Ronnie's show and check out my show too, because I do live streams from time to time as well. And I'm trying to step up my game and catch up to Ronnie.
I did. I did one live stream. I think I deleted it though. I recorded myself sleeping.
Oh, that's...
And I was snoring.
Dude.
It was funny.
Like, you know who did that? You know who did that? And you know who did that 30 years ago? It was considered art. Was Andy Warhol. Do you ever see his movie called Sleep? He filmed some chick sleeping for like 9 hours and just did a film and filmed it for 9 hours, and that was the film. It's called Sleep. And it was just filmed this chick sleeping. And it was art. Like, people paid to see it. And now, in a, you know, you and I can do it, you know, nightly.
Yeah, I was snoring. My cats were fucking with me. It's pretty funny.
Baby oil. Okay, Tracy, baby oil is great for, baby oil is great for, if it's like you and your lady and you want to, oh, there, Ronnie beat into it. There it is for you, Lady Slugger. That's Ronnie's, site.
Squarespace.com?
Yeah, it's his blog / link to where his video feed is. It's www.beneatheverythingradio.squarespace.com. So hopefully, Ronnie, we can hook something up where you can come on my show for, I don't know, it could be a segment, it could be half an hour, it could be an hour, whatever you want. And maybe, like, throw us your top three new releases. Just give us a little clip, quick blurbs on the top three. Like, maybe your top three downloads, like new downloads. What three songs would you suggest? Because people are on a budget. People, like, cause that's where we're at now. We're in this age of, it's back to singles. You know, it's all about, because you don't download all entire albums necessarily anymore. You know, maybe if you're a diehard fan, you do. But if not, if you're like me, like Lady Gaga, I have like three songs, three popular songs. That's all I want. You know, boom. And those are
Hi,
basically
Ronnie,
your simple things.
I just got you on Twitter too there, Ronnie.
Yeah. So I want to try to, yeah, I definitely want to start like developing segments and having like my pundits come on, and Ronnie could be like one of my top music pundits. Like, and I have Callie comes on every once in a while. We were like for a while it was Callie was on Monday and Tuesday nights. Callie would come on and we'd do the Dancing with the Stars wrap up. Callie's my entertainment correspondent. Lady Slugga, you're like a special guest, I guess. I don't know, you got your own thing going on. You're a fellow BCR host. Appreciate you coming on here and basically guest hosting with me here for the show, which was kind of like thrown together last minute. I was in my car, just got over. Too bad Callie's not here, but Los Banos. I stopped in Los Banos to get some Starbucks because that was the only like coffee I could find. And I went like 45 minutes out of my way to get Starbucks, and it was like lukewarm and old, and I was just like, oh, so unsatisfactory. And so that made me even later. And so once I got over the hill, I decided I would just call in and start the show. I started off on my phone. It's cool. The only thing is iPhones suck. They don't support Flash, so I couldn't open the chat room. So it was, as they were, the kids would say, it was an epic fail as far as the chat room was considered. But that's how the ball bounces sometimes. It is what it is.
Right.
I guess Ronnie Rucker, Lady Slugga, and Tracy Gamore for, yes, Ronnie, Lady Slugga is in PA. Tracy Gabor, Johnny Slim, thank you for joining us as well. We got, 8 minutes to go here? Plenty of time for folks to call in. If you want to join us here, we can go into to overtime here a little bit if you want to hang with me here, Slugga.
Oh, I have to log into MySpace.
Did you say something?
Oh, me? I said, oh, I have to log into MySpace. I was trying to send Ronnie a friend request, but it's telling me I have to log in. Yeah.
Are you trying to single-handedly bring MySpace back to life?
I know, don't it suck? I don't know why Tom did all this crap to the front page, man. Fucking ridiculous. Such a dickhead. And now when you go by that little bungee thing, it's it was a deer earlier that wrapped its tongue around his head. Oh, now it's that crazy plant with the eyeballs again. I don't know who told Tom this shit was cool. Are you there? Did I lose you?
I'm here, but you lost me a long time ago. What were you talking about? What were you saying?
No, I was saying the MySpace crap. The whole front page of the MySpace is all different now. I said, I wonder who told Tom that shit was cool. This is not. I hate it. I only use MySpace to advertise my show anyway. And then it makes the little tiny URL and post it to Twitter.
Tracy just got off the phone with her brother. 3-hour phone call. She seems pretty pissed off. Sorry to hear
really?
That, Tracy. That's what we're here for, honey. We can make it all better. If you want to call in, Lady Slugger and I can make it all better.
Tracy, how was your taco? Go ahead.
347-826-7667. That's 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay and Lady Slugga taking your calls for the next 5 minutes of the broadcast here. Lady Slugga, if you want to call in and we can alleviate some of your pain, maybe it's something we want to hold off to for the overtime. This might be rather explicit, I'm sure, because we're going to release a lot of different tension in a lot of different places, if you know what I'm saying.
Tracy, how was your Taco Bell? She went to get Taco Bell earlier.
Did she get the pink taco?
She got the chicken taco, soft taco, I believe.
No, I got a hard taco for her right here.
Oh, man. All right, Ronnie, I sent you a friend request on MySpace, too.
Holy shit. You guys are, like, eloped now, I think. All right, Ronnie's out of here. Thanks, Ronnie Rucker, for stopping by and listening and hanging out in the chat room. Check out his program.
Isn't that shit funny? I got a friend request on MySpace from the Black Eyed Peas. I wonder whose fake page
totally
that is.
They're huge. You get a lot of street cred. Well, not street cred, but like Hollywood cred for that. I have Carl Rove is following me on Twitter. I'm not following him, but he's following me. That kind of creeps me out. Seriously, I've got like it's a trip to go through your followers. I'm almost up to 666 followers.
Wow, that's awesome.
But yeah, there's some people that I just don't get. The Warriors are following me. I'm not following the Warriors, although I love the Warriors. I should be following them. How come I'm not following them? I thought I was following them. Unofficial fan site. I see. Yeah. But see, the thing is, sometimes the unofficial sites, they have more in-depth and better research links, though.
Right.
So it's kind of like heads or tails. Tracy. You still got time, sister. You got 2 minutes. 2 minutes to call in 347-826-7667. And lo and behold, here she is. The one and only Tracy. She put her hand down. Maybe. She just hung up the phone. I don't understand what's going on. I think we have Tracy on the line. Tracy, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
Hey, what's going on, sister?
Nothing. I didn't get my taco.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was on the phone for 3 hours talking to a motor mouth. Oh, my God. Oh, I should have had him call you, Vince.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
If you're ever in that, you know, if you're ever in that instance again and you know it's during my show, you
mm-hmm.
should just, you have the ability to add a call and do like three-way calling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just do that with my show and we'll get on the air and he can just, it was a he, right? Or is it she?
Yeah, it was a he, my brother. Oh, my God, he just talked and talked and talked about nothing.
Mm.
Oh,
exactly.
Thank you very much.
I didn't have the heart to turn him down and say, look, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a pushover.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how to say no to men.
All right. I'll be over in about 20 minutes, then.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, 20 minutes. You got a jet?
Do I have a jet? Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I have a hovercraft.
Okay.
it moves, and it goes at light speed.
He lays it on pretty thick